I don't think we have any follow-up today, right?
Not really. Nope.
Not really, or no?
I mean, I guess we got an email.
We got an email, but we'll talk about it in the future when things happen. But
yes.
Alrighto, welcome to another episode of The Mate Guys. Today we are going to be talking about another saucy lady. I guess. Let's try that again. Hello, everyone. We're going to be talking about Amanda Organica today, the organic variety of Amanda, because that's the variety that I have on hand. So we're going to talk about it. We haven't really talked about the company Amanda super much, but no. It is from what country, Clark?
Argentina,
yeah. And it was started by a Polish immigrant named Juan Sachowski. Juan is not the most Polish name
is
I've ever
J-U-A-N?
Heard. J-U-A-N?
J-U-A-N. Oh, that's weird.
Unless
I mean, I would say like Johan or something.
Yeah,
but
maybe his real name it was Jo. I mean, but Johan is like.
I mean, that's German,
yeah,
so
but
I don't know.
It's possible he changed his name to a more Spanishy name once he got to Argentina. Or maybe Juan or Juan is a very Polish name. And I grew up in Chicago, which has the second highest concentration of Polish people outside of Poland. So I feel like I would know, but I don't. Hmm. But yeah, so it was... So yeah, I'm just looking at the website. It said that, you know, his family settled down in Colonia de Apostoles around 1900, and that was sort of when they started. They offer a full range of different products. You know, all the suave and the premium and the normal and the
orange flavor and and lemon. Yellow flavored.
do they really have flavored?
I think so.
They do. Yeah, they have lemon and orange.
Yeah,
and then they have with herbs and no stems. And they also do, you know, the cans and the bottle or not. Well, the yerb cans, like the actual storage tins. I should be more.
Oh, okay.
And they and they do branded thermoses. Yeah, I realized the second I said that that could very well be misconstrued as something else. I actually own an Amanda branded storage tin. That was the first yerba storage tin. Like it's a square tin and it's got a spout on the top. That was actually the first one I ever got. Got it at a store in Southern California. They were doing a promotion where if you bought a free kilo of yerb, you got one of those storage tins.
If you bought a free kilo, hey, we'll give you a free kilo of herb and a tin.
Strike that, reverse it. If you bought a kilo of yerb, you got a free Amanda storage tin.
Uh-huh.
My brain is somewhere else right now. Amanda also does the yerb in a sack. They sell yerb in a cloth sack. A couple of companies do that.
Oh, yeah, true.
And then they also sell kits, you know, little gift sets where you get a little 500-gram package of yerb and a ceramic or a wooden gourd and a bombiller, I assume. So they do those. So, yeah, they really are kind of a full-fledged mate company. They're hitting all the bases, you know. They're not just... You know, they're not like La Rubia, which is almost sort of, you know, like a mate startup, you know, you could almost say, or they're just really focusing hard on the yerb, producing small quantities of really high quality yerb. But Amanda, you know, they're just in the merchandising where the real money from the movie is made.
Yeah.
That's a reference.
I got it. I get that it was a reference.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's from.
Spaceballs. Spaceballs, man. You really have never seen Spaceballs?
Like part of it once on TV,
my goodness.
Man. Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Goodness.
I know.
Anyway, so the best part about Spaceball. so that's Amanda. They're based in Misiones, like we said, Colonia de Apostoles. We're going to be talking about the organic variety. I don't know if we're going to address any of the organic-y stuff today, because I feel like that could very easily open up a whole can of worms. And we might just do a whole episode on sort of
just
the buzzwords, smoke free, dust free, organic, all those kind of buzzwords that are applied to mate.
Yeah.
What they really mean, what they don't mean, what kind of benefits you get, what kind of benefits you might get or might not get, but think you might be getting. So we'll dive into that whole shenanigans another time. But that's the company Amanda. The cut, very, very typical Argentine. The big kind of differentiator, I think, is Amanda tends to be a little bit more dark. It's not a, like, if you look at like a Rosamonte or a Tarawi or even a Cruz de Malta, those tend to be like a really kind of light or like an olive green, where I feel like Amanda kind of hits more of like a darker brown, almost like I mean, not quite like toasted or roasted.
I mean, some parts, yeah, but.
Just overall, it's definitely on the more browner side, which I, you know, isn't necessarily a bad thing. And I don't know if that is a unique feature of the organic stuff, since I admit I've never actually had any of the other Amandas. maybe take this whole episode with a grain of salt until we do the regular
Amanda stuff. I noticed the sticks, like, yeah, it's typical, like, just chunks of stick thrown in there, but I noticed there's a few parts where there's like whole like twiggy parts,
yeah,
you know,
not as big as others, no, but more than
typical Argentine,
yeah,
so
bigger than some, smaller than others. Which you know, you could pretty much say about everyone, but shall we get into it? Shall we partake? Just while we were finishing up the cut, you know, pretty standard, pretty low dust comparatively, you know.
Yeah, pretty low dust.
I would say for Argentine, average. But you know, overall in the spectrum compared to other things, yeah, you know, it's what you'd expect from an Argentine cut, relatively low dust, blah 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 blah. What were you gonna say? Sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, some pretty somewhat larger leaf chunks in there, but you know, overall pretty typical.
Nothing like too surprising. The kind of the most unique differentiating factor I thought was the color of the herb.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I've had this stuff sitting in my pantry for like probably 6 months. I bought it, drank it once, and I said, all right, into the pantry you go. And sort of the first thing that kind of jumped out to me when I opened this after, you know, sort of forgetting about it was like, oh wow, that's a different color. Not in like a bad way, just, you know, not necessarily what I was expecting.
Right.
But now we are going to partake. We are drinking out of a Palo Santo gourd with a stainless steel bumbiller. Gonna take a little sip here.
Yeah, I really like the bombiller we have there.
Yeah, it's nice. It's one of my favorites. Stainless steel, comes to us from Brazil. Well, I mean, that's where I bought it. We are going to fill and pass. I am handing the gourd to Clark. He has received it. And now he will sip and then we will talk. He is recoiling in horror. Looks like he's about to vomit. Oh, yep, he's throwing up all over my carpet. No, I'm just kidding. No, he's making the normal faces, so it must not be too bad. But he's also not like jumping up and down, so. Well, tell you the truth, I've never seen him jump up and down, at least not during a podcast recording. You'd probably hear a lot more bumps into the microphone if he did that. But anyway, he has made the obligatory slurpings, and he is passing me the gourd back. So now, let us discuss. What did you think, Clarky?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty, like... how would you say, like, clean flavor, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's like
inoffensive,
nice and bright, nothing too crazy out of the ordinary.
No,
not offensive either.
It's so, it's yeah, I mean, it's got sort of a, like you said, that clean taste that you kind of get from like Kraus.
Yeah, I was gonna say Kraus.
It gets that kind, you also get that sort of doughy flavor that you get from Kruse. There's quite a bit of that sort of yeasty doughiness in it, which I personally don't love. And then you get, you know, sort of the, just the stereotypical green herby notes that you get from all sort of not super smoky Argentine cuts. So yeah, I mean, it's not bad. To me, it's a little boring. I mean, I don't know. We've talked ad nauseum on the subject about, you know, our feelings toward Argentine stuff. To me, just the average Argentine yerb just isn't super exciting. That's why I like the Argentine yerbs that have a little bit more to say, especially like the Rosas that have, you know, that really, really dark, smoky profile. The Cruzes and the Tarawis and the Amandas, I guess now, just they're kind of, you know, they're fine. They're fine. They're good, solid options, and they have, you know, nice, interesting flavor profiles. It's just, they're just not flavor profiles that I'm super interested in right now. Very safe choice.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you really get a lot of that kind of doughy breadiness that you get from Cruz, lesser extent from Tarawi. Yeah, there's also there's something a little different on the finish that I'm not quite sure about yet. Something interesting. Maybe you'll detect it and you can comment more. But yeah, I mean, like we said, you know, since we're doing the organic review before we're doing the normal review, it's hard to make a lot of comments just because
you can't compare it
to the normal Amanda, which I feel like is, you know, when you do these sort of, you know, the suaves or the premiums or the special selection, you know, it's hard to compare across brands. You typically want to compare it back to the original source material, the normal, the base model, if you will. And I'm not super familiar with the base model Amanda, so
right.
But I mean, we can just still just talk, you know, just basically objectively about what it tastes like. And we've said what it tastes like and our general impressions of it. Not bad.
Yeah, honestly,
I wouldn't be too upset if someone made this for me.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, there's something weird with that finish.
Yeah.
I feel like I like it a little bit better than like a Kraus. I don't know. I feel like it has a little bit more to it than a Kraus. Not necessarily that it has quite as much as even a Rosamonte traditional, but
yeah, definitely not. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I. Yeah, I'd have to, for me to feel comfortable saying whether or not I like it more than Kraus, less than Kraus, I'd want to drink them closer together because I haven't had Kraus in quite a while either. But yeah, I mean, if you are a fan of just sort of, you know, the very traditional normal Argentine yerbs, I think Amanda would be, you know, you would probably be very happy with it.
Yeah, definitely a safe choice.
It's not, you know, it's not overwhelmingly strong. It's very smooth, you know, that nice clean start. There's a little something that's a little funky in the finish. I can't tell if it's a bad thing or a good thing yet.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I don't know how to put my finger on it.
It's almost like, and obviously, you know, this isn't a super like amazing, perfect taste review since we are drinking out of a Palo Santo, but like we've said before, you know, we want to drink the mate as sort of the average person would drink the mate, and the average person is going to drink out of either a Palo Santo or a Calabash gourd that has been well cured, therefore the flavor is going to get, you know, altered. Anyway.
Yeah.
But so, you know, it's not super scientific. Obviously, there's no control. So the Palo Santo may be interfering with the finish a little bit. But I mean, I've drank a lot of stuff out of Palo Santo, and that is not the flavor that Palo Santo usually gives. Palo Santo does typically affect the finish, but it typically makes things brighter. And I feel like this finish, it's not necessarily brighter. It's just, yeah, I don't know.
Can't quite put your finger on it. Yeah,
it's almost like a, not a smoky, but almost a little bit of like a toastiness. It's the same flavor profile, but they just change very subtly on the finish. It's
like, yeah. I'll have to.
I don't know.
Take another round just to.
I'm trying to drink it in like super small sips, just so I can, you know, because I can really kind of get that finishing flavor.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of starts off really kind of clean and then ends on a little bit of toastiness, which, I mean, you know, we sort of alluded to, you know, maybe Amanda is, you know, we talked about the color being, you know, somewhat akin to maybe, you know, like a toastedness. So maybe, I don't...
Maybe that has an effect.
Amanda, you know, isn't super transparent about their production, at least not on their website or on the packaging. So maybe they're, you know, their drying process is a little more intense than maybe Tarawi or something like that, therefore lending, you know, almost a little toastiness to the yerb. I'm not super sure. But there definitely is something there. I mean, and I am getting a little bit of the Palo Santo as well. But I'm trying to ignore the Palo Santo, and because there's something else besides the sort of brightness of the Palo Santo that comes out, that fragrance. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, not horrible. Obviously it's not horrible, but it's definitely, I would say, more complex than some of the other Argentine stuff that we've drunk, and being, you know, sort of maybe the higher tier, the more premium, since it is the organic. And I know we weren't going to go and get into that, but I mean, the organic label tends to mean different things at different companies. Certain companies will actually put their better quality materials, you know, their better quality plants, trees, leaves toward their organic, and as well as, you know, using organic farming techniques, as, you know, they will use their better sourced materials. Other companies, you know, might not necessarily use better source material. They will just use the same source material, but treated through, you know, a process that can be considered certified organic. I don't know how Amanda deals with that. So it's possible that, you know, they are using maybe their better trees, their better leaves, and that, you know, lends itself to a slightly more complex mate, or maybe just Amanda, you know, in general is maybe a little just more refined, a little bit more complex than some of the other more singular note mates that come out of Argentina. Right. Like we said, we don't know. We can't compare this to the traditional. But I mean, I don't know. What do you think about the finish?
I'm getting there. this is a good temperature. This is like right, like just like perfect, man.
Of
like,
course,
you did a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it has cooled off a little bit, our weather, so it feels nice to be drinking a proper good hot mate.
Oh, yeah.
We had a few warm weeks there.
Yeah.
But it's cooled off a bit, so enjoy some nice hot Amanda. Mm. We sort of, you know, mentioned when we talked about Sara, you know, we talked about, you know, I think we even mentioned Amanda, when we were talking about Sara. It's like, you name all these, you know, companies after these ladies, but you don't say why. Or who.
It's weird.
So, I don't know. And I mean, I've looked at their website, and I Unless they're hiding it somewhere. I mean, I don't know. I cannot see a reason that they're called Amanda. I mean, you know, they talk about the Juan, Polish immigrant, yada, yada, yada. We aim to set standards, blah, 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 laboratory, maintain product, blah, yeah, yeah, production volumes. But nowhere does it say our company is named after Juan's mom, who was named Amanda, you know?
Yeah, even if it's something as simple as that, like, nice to know.
Yeah. And I mean, it even kind of here talks about his wife, but his wife was not named Amanda. His wife had a decidedly Polish name. So yeah, I don't know. There's a lot on this website, so maybe we'll discover it and, you know, report back next time. But yeah. It's another one of those cases where, who's Amanda?
Who is it?
Yane.
Yaneris.
Yeah. The world may never know.
Maybe not. I was just going to comment on the finish.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting the same kind of, like, my third round with that. So, yeah, I started to feel like a little bit of toastiness there. Yeah, a little bit of, like...
It's not smoky.
No.
And it's not, you know, super roasty toasty like a Macho León or a Matecocillo Quemado or something like that. But there's just a little on the finish, just like a little bit of like almost like a caramelization.
Yeah, a little bit. Like not a whole lot, but enough to be noticeable.
Maybe we're just crazy and we're just trying to make stuff up so that the episode's longer.
Probably.
But I don't know.
Just filling in an empty space.
Yeah. We don't put out a 6-minute episode. No, I'm just, but no, I feel like I get a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For sure.
Try it yourself, dear listener. If you have had Amanda Organica or currently have Amanda Organica in your house, that would be even better. Let us know what you think about, you know, what you feel like the flavor profile is like. You know, do you agree with what we say about it? Do you disagree? Do you feel like there's a little bit of interesting toasty goodness on the end there? We'd love to hear. Do you have anything else to say about her?
Nope.
No tiene más nada a decir sobre ella.
No en ese momento.
Okay, so that's I think gonna be it for this episode. But as always, you know, don't be afraid to hit us up, mateguys@gmail.com. Leave us your reviews on iTunes. And we'll see y'all later.